The federal opposition says it will no longer trust the economic statement issued by the Treasury during the election campaign. The coalition says its policy costings will be based on a range of other data. The government is also expected to release its own economic statement to preempt the Treasury's pre-election fiscal outlook, known as PFO. The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, is speaking with our political reporter, Naomi Woodley.
Joe Hockey, you're quoted in the Financial Review this morning as saying that the Coalition will no longer trust the pre-election update issued by Treasury. Why is that?
Well, quite clearly the government's budget is in absolute crisis. Now it appears that they've got at least a $20 billion hole in their forward numbers, and there are numerous reports that the Cabinet itself is deeply divided and infighting over whether to remain committed to a surplus in 2015. Now, the fact that they've had a $20 billion black hole in just 6 weeks since the original budget was in progress just shows that Labor can't run the economy and they can't run the budget.
The government hasn't confirmed that figure, but regardless, the pre-election fiscal update is issued independently by Treasury and Finance. Why wouldn't you trust that when previously you've said that you would?
Well, because quite clearly, by flagging an economic statement, the government is trying to bully the public service into a set of numbers that clearly do not properly represent the state of the budget.
But you know that it's long-standing practice for governments to release their own pre-election economic statement so that the numbers in PFO aren't a shock. Again, why won't you trust the numbers in PFO? Do you not trust Treasury?
Well, the numbers have been absolutely wrong, every single statement that has been made by this government. Every number has been wrong.
The Coalition has previously said that you would release detailed costed policies once PFO had been released. So when can voters now expect to see the full costings of your policies and who will be costing them?
Well, you will see all the costings of our policies, but we are not going to do what Labor does and dismiss the debt and deficit as irrelevant. Let me say this emphatically. The reason why Kevin Rudd says the Australian government debt is small by global comparisons is because he wants to increase it. He wants to go on a big spending spree.
But if you don't trust the numbers produced by Treasury and PFO, what are you going to base your costings on? And again, who will be costing them?
Well, we have used a range of different sources, and you'll see all the details in the next few weeks, but we are not going to rely on the information that is provided solely by the government, because every time the government publishes a number, it is dead set wrong.
So you will rely on the independent pre-election update issued by Treasury?
We are using the Parliamentary Budget Office. We are using state government colleagues. We are using independent advisers. We have a range of different sources. But what I can say emphatically is that our numbers will be more reliable than anything the government publishes, because every single number the Labor Party publishes in government is dead set wrong.
Do you stand by your earlier statements that Martin Parkinson and the other senior officials at Treasury will not be sacked under a coalition government?
Well, I am not going to go down a hubristic route and suggest that anyone has any job. The only job that matters to me is to try and become the Treasurer of Australia, and that's in the hands of the Australian people.
That's the Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey speaking there with Naomi Woodley.